sharecroppers. When they rode up at first dark and called his name, he came out like a man from his little shack. He saw his landlord, and he saw the sheriff, and some well-armed riffraff in the pack. When they fired questions about the meeting, he stood up like a man gone deaf and dumb. But when the leaders left their saddles, he knew then that his time had come. In the light of the lanterns, the long cuts fell, and his wife's weak moans and the children's wails mixed with the sobs he could not hold. But he wouldn't tell. He would not tell. The union was his friend, and he was union. And there was nothing a man could say. So they trussed him up with stout plow lines, hitched up a mule, dragged him far away into the dark woods that tell no tales, where he kept his secrets, as well as they. He would not give away the place, nor who they were, neither white nor black, nor tell what his brothers were about. They lashed him, and they clubbed his head. One time he parted his bloody lips out of great pain and greater pride. One time, to laugh in his landlord's face. Then the landlord shot him in the side. He toppled, and the blood gushed out. But he didn't mumble ever a word. And cursing, they left him there for dead. He lay waiting, quiet, until he heard the growls and the mutters dwindle away. "Didn't tell a single thing," he said. Then to the dark woods and the moon, he gave up one secret before he died. "We gonna clean out this brushwood round here soon. Plant the white oak and the black oak side by side.